It's National Library Week this week, and the Ypsilanti District Library is inviting the community to a special celebration groundbreaking that's been in the works for about a decade. This is Lisa Berry, and we're joined now by Sam Killian, Community Relations Coordinator for the Ypsilanti Library District. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us about the big groundbreaking.
Well, so we're really excited about it. It's happening Wednesday at 3:30 on the site of the new Superior Library branch. And you said it, it's about a decade in the making. So we're incredibly happy that we have something tangible here happening that's showing people that we're finally able to move forward with this much needed facility for everyone.
Can you give us a bit of the backstory?
Yeah, basically what happened was back in 2006, there was a vote by the people in Superior Township to join with with our YDL district, the service area. And so we thought it was going to be a temporary opening of the branch that was basically where we still are today. And it's in one room of the fire station that's currently on the corner of MacArthur and Harris Road. And it was never intended to serve as long as it has. It was basically supposed to be this temporary place that we set up until we could, you know, look for a new place to open a full-service library. And then, you know, unfortunately, the Great Recession happened a year later, and so we had to kind of put off the plans for opening a new full-service library. And so basically, we've been working and making plans and trying to get over these hurdles since 2006. And now we're finally, you know, everything, pieces all came together. We had the, you know, as I'm sure you know, the millage vote back in 2018, where the voters overwhelmingly approved the mills that we needed in order to be able to have the funding that we needed to move forward on this branch. So now we're really excited that it's really much needed, and we're really happy that we're finally going to be able to have something that is open full-time. It's going to be on the same schedule as Michigan Avenue is, and so we're just really excited about everything that's involved here.
Tell us about the new facility, size, and what will be included.
Yeah, so right now, I mean, the current building, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's basically about 1,000 square feet, which could essentially fit in the lobby of the Whitaker Road branch. So we pack a lot into it, but it, you know, it's certainly something that we needed to address in order to be able to have something that operated more full-time. And so this new facility is going to be 7,800 square feet, you know, which is not gigantic by any means, but it's going to allow us to have more full-time staff. It's going to be operating with more full-time hours on the same schedule as Michigan Avenue, like I mentioned. There's going to be a community meeting room that will be able to seat up to 50 people. So we're excited about that, you know, organizations and people will be able to kind of have a meeting space in that area. There's going to be 20 public computers here, which I believe is more than double what we have in the current facility. There's going to be group study rooms. There's going to be a more accessible learning garden. There's going to be so much stuff going on there that we're just really happy to be able to finally move forward. And a lot of this stuff, we held some public input sessions to kind of find out what people were looking for here. Part of those sessions showed us that we needed to expand it even more. We were originally planning, I think, maybe like 6,000 square feet, and we were hearing from people and decided we needed to find something a little bit larger. So yeah, we're really, really excited to be able to have all this stuff for the community there.
There's a learning garden at the library?
There will be, yeah. We have learning gardens actually here at Whitaker, as well as currently at Superior. And so they're, you know, really popular for people to kind of come and learn about planting and doing harvesting. And we're going to be able to include that at the new building as well.
In this high-tech digital age, and because it is National Library Week, can you speak to the importance of a community library in 2021?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it's impossible to overstate it, really. You know, I mean, I think, you know, since we've not been able to open to the public, you know, in over a year now, it's really underscored it even more that you really see what people need to use you for. It goes so much more, you know, than just checking out books and movies. I mean, people need computer access. People need internet access. People need to, you know, be able to print things. People need a space where they can go and just, I mean, there's not really very many spaces like libraries that exist where you can kind of go and there's no expectation of you needing to spend money on anything, you know? So there are these places that you can go and learn and be accepted and welcome, and you can do it for free. And we found just there's so many things that people can use at a library that we're excited that now that, you know, this is going to be up and running, we're hoping by next summer in 2022, that, you know, this will now mean that in our district there's a full-service library branch within 10 minutes of everyone in our district, and we think that's so important.
The final chapter of the new Superior Township Library branch in the Ypsilanti District Library System, groundbreaking Wednesday. We'll put links to the event with this interview on our website, WEMU.org. Sam Killian, Community Relations Coordinator for the Library System, thanks for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.